We began here yesterday morning looking at the various and sundry times when our Lord called people by their name twice, a double name call. There are seven of those occasions in the Bible. And we looked at one of those on yesterday out of the book of Acts, chapter number 9, where our Lord called Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And we brought some thoughts on yesterday on the subject of a call to salvation, call to salvation. I thought it was interesting. I don't know if it'll be interesting to you. But there's nothing in Paul's conversion about him making a decision. There's no mention of him ever praying the sinner's prayer. And he never made a profession. He never did any of those things. Of course, over 100 years now, we've had preached to us that the ball's in our court. God's waiting on us to make a decision. I'm telling you, that was wrong 100 years ago, and it's still wrong tonight. I heard the story not long ago of the old preacher out knocking on doors and knocked on the side of Jonah's, the side of the whale where Jonah was at. Hollering in there and said, Jonah, he said, why don't you make a decision? He said, I don't believe I want to. He said, that's how I got in here. I want out of here. It is a tremendous truth there on the call to salvation in the life of Paul, his conversion. Tonight, if you've got your Bible, we want to turn our attention to another time where there's a double name call in Luke's Gospel, chapter number 10. Luke chapter number 10. Is there custom here to stand? Reading of the Bible. We want to read verses 38 through verse 42. And look tonight at a call to service. Call to service. The Bible says, now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Martha was cumbered about much serving. Pay close attention. This text is talking about serving. And came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve, talking about serving now, alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. Jesus answered and said unto her, here's this double name call. My mom and dad never called my name twice to congratulate me. Tell me what a good job I've been doing. Martha, Martha, thou art careful, troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. You may be seated. Call to service. Paul said in 2 Corinthians, let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. He said, art thou called being a servant? Care not for it. But if thou mayest be made free, use it rather. For he that is called is the Lord. Being a servant is the Lord's free man. Likewise also he that is called being free is Christ's servant. Slavery to Christ tonight is the only way to be free. I'm a slave tonight without chains. In this text tonight, our Lord gives us what He calls service. It may be tonight you think you've been serving the Lord because you sing in the choir. I didn't see Him mention anything about it. May you feel like you've been serving the Lord because you come three times a week. I find one of the best places to get cold and indifferent on God is three times a week on a Baptist pew. I dare some to say tonight, some of you is as far away from God as you ever been, sitting right here. You even went around, shook everybody's hand and cried. You wouldn't know God if He come in here on a fire truck blowing a siren. Listen to me tonight. You might think teaching Sunday school, you've been serving the Lord. You might even been slicing God 10% off the top. Feel like you've been serving the Lord. None of those things are mentioned in this text. It is here that our Lord deals with service. This double name call of a lady by the name of Martha. As we begin to unpack this text, I want to look first of all tonight at the barrenness of busyness. The barrenness of busyness. Religion tonight is a relationship where we know all about God. An intimate relationship knows Him deeply and personally by name. Don't know all about it. We know Him intimately and deeply. I notice as we begin in this text, in verse number 40, I notice there this barrenness that Martha has causes self-centeredness. Self-centeredness. Notice that little verse number 40. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, came to Him and said, Lord, doest Thou not care that my... I didn't know if you'd see that word or not. I thought I'd holler. Sister hath left me to serve alone. Bid her therefore that she help me. Even in verse number 38, she says she received the Lord into her house, my house. Barrenness of busyness will develop in you and I a self-centeredness. The times of deepest need, you'll feel like Christ is a million miles away. You'll feel so alone. Feel like you can't touch Him. I was a-wondering here tonight, any of you feel like you're the only one doing it? I tell you what, if I leave Liberty Baptist, she'll fall. I've been coming here a long time, and I've seen several leave. She ain't folded yet. You know God's just waiting for you to leave. He's got somebody to take your seat. Oh, don't get to thinking this thing's riding on you. Huh? Surely you're not got to thinking tonight you're the only one holding that family together, are you? I tell you, the only one does anything around this house. I tell you, if I didn't do nothing, what does it get done? See, it leaves you so alone. So alone. Of course, the average Baptist church tonight is like a football game. 80,000 watching 22 others do it all. I dare some to say tonight that there's just a handful of people around here doing everything. If it's the same way it is in most places. And the rest of you watching them. They will never ask me to do nothing. Barrenness of busyness. It will cause you to be self-centered. But I notice in this text, this barrenness of busyness, I was a-wondering tonight, being honest now, take your halo off. We'll turn the lights out after a while and watch them things glow. Just we'll set them aside right now. How many of you today really and truly, be honest now, we're talking about eternal things. We're not talking about temple things. I'm talking about eternal things. How many of you been busy today doing nothing? You ain't really done anything eternal. You done anything to touch heaven. Oh, you've been busy. Woo, that's what Marty, he busy, busy, busy for Jesus. He cooking. Woo. He ain't impressed though. Ain't impressed a bit. Because see, all of that that we call service, it's not service to him. Not impressing him at all. Not only does this barrenness cause self-centeredness, but I notice in the text in verse number 40, this barrenness causes serving cumbered. He says in our text in verse 40, but Martha was cumbered about much serving. I'm extremely interested in that little word, cumbered. The little word means to reduce to idle inactivity. To draw away or distance yourself from the most important. See, you could have been very busy today and you might come in here and say, I tell you, I'm all slap out. And God's looking over the battlements of heaven and said, you are tired from doing nothing. Absolutely zippo. You have made no mark up here at all. Don't be looking when you get up here to get the reward for wearing yourself out. There will not be one. Are you listening to me tonight? There's a deep Oriental proverb. I hate to even bring it up. It may be over your head. You might not even can catch it. He who has many irons in fire will sooner or later burn hands. Of course, let me mention this tonight. You don't all have to do my thing. See, my thing is to study 8, 10, 12 hours a day. I do not have to move at all. I got the books all around me within reach. I can stay there from 10 to 12 hours. I do not have to budge. You do not have to do my thing. But you will have to do his thing. He mentions here to Mary, there is one thing that is important. It's the area of real service tonight. Let us examine ourselves tonight as we understand.